Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, up in Cisna Park today, talking with Rachel Bauer of the Cisna Park Development Board. We've got Cisna Park Small Town Christmas coming up November 28th and 29th. That is Friday and Saturday, right after Thanksgiving. There's going to be some great decorations, getting everybody into the holiday spirit here in a beautiful small town of Cisna Park. Rachel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Always great catching back up with you. First, we want to give a little bit of a wrap-up over the Shop the Park events from this past summer. There was four of those. Those were very successful.
Yes, they were so much fun. We had a huge turnout this summer. It was great to see lots of new faces, and we had new musicians, which everyone loved, new vendors, so we're really excited for it and can't wait for next season.
I know that some of the planning's probably already went into that, but before you can jump the gun and get into 2026, you have this beautiful small town Christmas event coming up here that anticipates to be a fun kickoff event to the holiday season. We'll start off with Friday. You'll have the ambassador presentation, the official tree lighting, and you have a house decoration contest with winners being announced. So there's a little bit of a pre-event spectacle to this too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so we started last year having our residents here in the town and also at Kellart Lake, if they wish to decorate their yard or their house, get it all up the week of Thanksgiving, and we will go around and have our judges check everyone out, and it'll be really fun. There's some pretty awesome houses that really get in the spirit of the holiday decorating.
Well, and this is where you're really kind of playing on people's emotions of whether or not they're setting up too early or setting up too late as far as their holiday decorations. There's always the folks that are setting up the weekend of Thanksgiving just to maintain the calendar, so to speak. But you do have folks that are going to take advantage of the nice weather between here and there to make sure that they have their Christmas decorations up and get everything up that they want, because it is a painstaking process.
Yes, you are right there.
So we've got carols sung by the Madrigals, hot dogs provided by KSI, Tab's Hot Chocolate, sponsored by Bears Air, and then we've got life-size Candyland at the Cisna Park Library. This is going to be happening both days. Let's talk about that. That sounds like fun.
That is a really special and unique event. You do not want to miss it. I don't know if anyone else has ever been to a life-size Candyland game. The librarians take the entire library and turn it into Candyland.
Wow.
You should see the kids' eyes when they walk through the door. It is pretty spectacular.
Well, and I think there's going to be some adults that are going to enjoy that, too. I think that's probably my generation a little bit more. Certainly there's some kids that have had that passed on to them, but I think Candyland really hit its peak with our generation there.
Yes.
There's going to be like a life-size molasses junction and all. I mean, it's been a while since I've played Candyland. I can't even remember all the aspects, but there's going to be all that just within the library.
Yes.
So that'll be interesting to see. Where are they going to put the books?
Oh, you just got to come and see.
So, okay, well, the element of Cisna Park and their element of surprise up here is something to behold. We're going to get back into the action here on Saturday with a meet and greet with Santa at Rosenblum Realty, hot chocolate provided by LifeWise, and you'll have craft vendors. There will be a map available at various locations, but some folks that are signing up to provide crafts and those homemade items here to give that sense of that special item for the holidays, or if you're looking to just decorate your house, maybe to add that little extra something for the year.
We actually have all of our craft vendor spaces filled.
Oh, wow.
Very exciting, yes. So they set up in the back of the family restaurant and then at the fire station in their event room. So we have about 10 to 12 vendors in each location. Some are going to be our favorites from Shop the Park season, and we do have a handful of new vendors. One of them has maple syrup from Pennsylvania.
Wow.
It is wonderful. And they also have maple ketchup and mustard.
Intriguing.
You have to come and try that.
Yes, yes. And I see all the different sauces on the shelves now where they're mixing mayo and they're mixing ketchup and they're mixing. But I didn't ever think maple would go well with that. So it's going to be a little sweeter, tangier.
A little. It's really good, actually.
Yeah, okay. I would almost think the mustard would probably be the better of the two. I think there's some folks out there like a little sweet, maybe, of course, Dijon mustard comes to mind. It's a little sweeter, or honey mustard, but then adding maple to it may add a little bit different, but great for making some of those dishes out there that may be a little off the beaten path. And of course, folks love baking this time of year, or making new food creations for those holiday parties.
Yes.
We dive right into the hot dog and chili meal at the Firehouse provided by LYF. You've got the life-size Candyland, as we talked about, and then you have horse-drawn carriage rides around the park sponsored by Frederick Community Bank. That's going to be a big deal there, too. I think a lot of folks really love horse-drawn carriages.
Yes, especially if you have your family in town for Thanksgiving. Bring them out that weekend. We have some families that they can't wait to come to Cisna to visit so they can go ride the horse-drawn carriage.
We want to impress upon folks that there's going to be tons of photo opportunities here, whether it's with the horses, whether it's with some of the decorations that's going to be up in town. It's going to be festive. You guys are really going to come all out for this. It's that transition from Thanksgiving to Christmas. So there's going to be a great opportunity to bring your family out. Even if you're doing a little shopping, you can do some misdirection. There's enough things here for folks to distract the children, to distract mom and pop. If you're looking to try to get that special something, get started on your Christmas shopping, but lots of great photo opportunities for folks that want to make that Christmas card happen.
Oh yes, there's going to be a lot. Some of our businesses have a lot of fun with decorating outside of their shop. One of them has a old-fashioned Christmas sleigh. Your whole family can pile in and take a photo. We have lots of cute spots. Be sure you always want to check out Sheila's Sunny Bloomers and Knappensteiner Hardware Store. They have all their Christmas trees in there decorated. It's just picturesque Hallmark Christmas.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Christmas trees, because you guys have a Christmas tree farm that's starting out here in the area, Evergreen Acres. And folks that want to have a real Christmas tree this holiday season, you have those available for pre-order, and you can get those now. You don't have to wait till the event. Folks can reach out and get a real Christmas tree. They could probably pick that up that weekend.
Yes, you can find them on Facebook under Evergreen Acre Tree Farm, and they will have pre-orders. You can select what you want, if you want 1, 2, 3, or 4, and then they'll have them located in the village park by the pavilion, and you can get them and start decorating that weekend.
It's important to note, too, that downtown stores will have extended shopping hours both Friday and Saturday. And really, that is the mission of the development board here, is to bring folks from outside the area to come celebrate small town Christmas and small town life with Cisna Park. And that was kind of the purpose of Shop the Park and bringing folks up here. And then, of course, with the small town Christmas event, lots of great folks are going to be open here downtown for that purpose here on Friday and Saturday, November 28th and 29th. And the businesses, they show out too. As you mentioned, the hardware store is going to have some stuff inside. Sheila's Sunny Bloomers. I think probably the restaurant's probably going to have some specials as well.
Yes. Yes, our restaurants will have specials. And of course, Perfume Acres, they've already been stocking their shelves with a lot of new items. Great holiday gifts, stocking stuffers. Shopping local is the way to go. You get all kinds of unique items, and you don't have to worry about shipping or packages being lost, and makes it a little more special when you're giving it and receiving something.
And you're giving back to folks locally here, which is always a special thing to do. And we should mention, too, that there is something here for everybody. It doesn't matter whether it's a vendor or whether it's one of the small stores in town. There's going to be something that you're going to find special for just about everybody on your Christmas list.
Yes, you're right there. So many great options and so many activities that weekend, too, for the entire family. We'll have face painting for the kids as well. And then Saturday night, we end everything with a lighted Christmas parade. So how fun is that? Seeing Santa.
And I like that there's a little bit of downtime in there. We talked a little bit about that off air, a little family time, and that gives those families that opportunity to where if you wanted to go and check out the decorations, if you wanted to drive around town, some of the folks that time of year, you might have a nice sunny day. You might have a cloudy day. If it's a cloudy day, people are going to put on their Christmas lights a little earlier. So it gives you an opportunity to see those lights before getting your spot for the lighted Christmas parade at Village Park. Here. Is it just going around the block, or is there a route through town?
It just goes around the park. It usually goes around a couple of times, but you definitely want to come and get your spot because it will fill up fast.
Very good. The purpose of this is to develop Sista Park, not only the way of life and to support small businesses, encourage more businesses to come, as there is always that opportunity there, but to also do some things special here in Sista Park for ways of life. I know that you guys are floating some ideas out there during this time for folks. You may want to look at doing some extra things with the park. You guys have some plans here. You would care to share those a little bit?
Sure. So the development board is all about keeping our small town thriving, and we are looking at a couple fun and exciting projects, partnering with the village board, potentially new playground equipment, getting more geared for the littler kids, because right now our park is geared for big kids. Also looking at pickleball and tennis court, because that's huge nowadays. Huge. And then working on a walking path trail where the old railroad was.
And I think those are all great ideas. Those are very successful in other parts of our area. The walking path in particular, I know that us back down closer to Danville are familiar with the success of the Kickapoo Rail Trail. That's not even complete yet. There's just so many facets of that that's still to come. And then with pickleball and tennis being at an all-time high, an all-time fever pitch, that's got to be successful. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people enjoying that.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of people in town that love that activity.
Yes, absolutely. For folks that want to learn more about Sista Park Small Town Christmas, maybe set that reminder, is there a place where they can get more information?
Yes, you can find us on Facebook. We have the Village of Sista Park Facebook page. We also have an event page, Small Town Christmas Sista Park 2025. And then there's always our website, Village of Sista Park.
And you can get a lot more information. And by all means, just come. Come visit. Whether you're able to make it to the event or whether it's just an off day like today, you know, it's always fun to come up here and support the small town of Sista Park and all the wonderful businesses that they have here. And as I said, there's something for everybody here. It's not a big town. It's a big package in a small space, basically.
It is. It really is. And if you want that good old-fashioned Christmas feel, this is the place to come, especially Friday night for the tree lighting. It is very humbling and just makes you nice and warm for that Christmas feel.
Before we tie up, is there anything that we should know about the Bowers Christmas decorations this year as part of this? Of course, you're on the square here, and I'm sure that you probably go all out as well as a family.
We try to, yes. As a kid, we always went all out because I grew up living on a park in Ashcombe. So to live here on the park in Sisna, it's just beautiful. I love getting the Christmas tree up in the picture windows for everyone to see.
So keeping it traditional, which is great, you know, but you're going to want to make sure that you check everything out when you come up here, and definitely make some time to come up. Come up both days if you must. Sista Park Small Town Christmas, November 28th and 29th. A big thank you to Rachel Bauer for joining us again. Always a pleasure. All the best to you, and I hope you have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You as well, Chad.
That's been Rachel Bauer with the Sista Park Development Board. This has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.